The Eden Pure Thunderstorm BOGO offer is on. This offer is for 1 week only and ends at midnight on Sunday, July 10th. For allergies, pet smells, or any odor you need to get rid of, the Thunderstorm Air Purifier is the answer. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code HOWIEBOGO. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word HOWIEBOGO. Shipping is free.
The numbers are in. Listeners are voting often and early for Grace Curley, just like they did for her adopted grandfather. From year one to number one.
Make it so, number one.
The Millennial with the Mic is the most listened to midday show in Boston. You can read Grace's work in the Boston Herald, the Spectator, and the Daily Mail. Now, live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Get ready, pal.
It's Boston's number one midday show, The Grace Curley Show.
Especially Grace. Grace, stand up.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to The Grace Curley Show. It is Thursday. Yes, it is Friday, Junior, and we have so much to discuss. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 844-500-4242. I've been loving this week because we've had so many great callers. Yes, we've had a few feuds. We've had a few fights. We've had a few back and forths. But in general, A++++ for all the callers this week, even the haters and the suckers and the losers. We love having you call in. So let's keep that going today. The lines are open. And we have big news. We have big news. It's not often we start the Grace Curley Show with news from across the pond. We are an America First kind of radio program. But today we are going to make an exception and give you an update from the UK.
I wish a lot of luck to Harry, because he's going to need it.
The famously insane European monarchies of the 19th and 20th centuries.
Hello, cheeky. You is much fitter than you look in them coins.
The big headline that we are seeing, especially if you are a fan of the Daily Mail, is that Prime Minister Boris Johnson has resigned as the Conservative Party leader in the UK. Now, there are a few reasons for this. The number one straw that broke the camel's back that I've been reading about is that Boris's former deputy chief whip, Christopher Pincher, was accused of groping two young men. And the key, I think, in this story is that the prime minister said he didn't know. He tried to pull the Sergeant Schultz, I knew nothing. And then it came out that he did know it before he elevated Pincher to a position of authority. And that is one of the reasons that he has resigned. It is a multi-pronged resignation. There are several different reasons. One of which, I don't want us to forget, he's incredibly unpopular. That doesn't help matters. But
can we just take a moment to appreciate the British humor subtlety that Pincher was accused of groping?
Yes, I was going to let you point that out.
Very nicely
yes.
done.
Another thing that was mentioned, and by the way, let's just keep in mind that when you compare that, and I'm not condoning, of course, what Christopher Pincher did. He sounds like a real sleazebag. But when you compare that, or at least when you look at what we have here in the United States and some of the scandals that our politicians get into, and they never have any repercussions, it's pretty incredible that that was the major catalyst to Boris Johnson having to resign. It also is completely different because we don't have a parliamentary system in this country, and I thank God for that. But another reason that I don't want us to forget about here is Partygate. And I actually am going to offer up some criticism of the Grace Curley Show, because we touched on Partygate. We did. We talked about it. If you don't remember this, Boris Johnson, he and his staff had this party at Downing Street, and it was during the lockdowns. And again, think of all of the politicians here who got caught being major hypocrites during the lockdowns. Gavin Newsom, Lori Lightfoot, the face of Chicago, Nancy Pelosi. It was a setup. I had to get my hair cut. I was framed. I mean, there's just so many. The French Laundry. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. Bill de Blasio. I have to work out. I have to be fit because I'm a public figure or whatever it was that he said. I need to use the gym, even though it's closed down. You could pick out almost any politician, mostly Democrats in this country, and they have a hypocritical moment with COVID. One of my all-time favorites, of course, mostly because it has a musical backdrop to it, is London Breed having to party at a nightclub because Tony Tone. And I know, Jared, he's giving me that look. He's like, it's Tony. I like to say it like Tony Tone was performing at this club and they were back together. And so she just had to let loose. That's one of my all-time favorites. But there are so many examples. So it's kind of peculiar to me that this would be listed as like the second or third reason why Boris has to get the boot. But that's on me. That's a me problem. Because I didn't know enough about this party. Today I do a little research. And in honor of Boris Johnson resigning, them the breaks, or whatever he said. You know, he made a farewell. He said he was immensely proud of what they've done and all that good stuff. And we'll play some of that later. But in honor of Boris calling it quits, Jared, could I take a trip down memory lane, please? Because we got to go over this report again from Downing Street. Now I'm slipping fast. Oh, back down memory lane. This is from CNN. Boris Johnson's staff, you think, okay, work party, you know, a political party, they're having a couple beers, they're not supposed to be there. I was almost thinking like Karen Pulido style. I stopped by the party, the graduation party, it was a celebration, you know, I made a mistake. I didn't realize that the Brits, I don't think they do parties willy-nilly. I think they go hard at parties. I think it's either 0 or 100. They're either having tea and biscuits at 4 o'clock and going to bed at 8, or they're partying all night long. And so we got to get into some of the details of this party. Boris Johnson's staff got drunk, brawled, and abused cleaners during COVID lockdowns, damning report finds. Parties that went on until the early hours of the morning. You know, CNN, if you're going to write about it, you could say the wee hours. You know, you could commit.
The royal wee hours.
The royal wee hours of the morning. Drunken staff vomiting and fighting with each other. Downing Street walls stained with red wine. And an illegal birthday party. It's starting to turn into Australian. An illegal birthday party for Britain's Prime Minister. Complete with 6 packs of beer and dozens of sandwiches.
Wall-to-wall dingoes.
Dozens of sandwiches.
Wallabies.
I don't really understand why they had to add that in. The sandwiches, that's not, at least to me, that's not as incriminating as the red wine all over the walls. Dozens.
Maybe they weren't properly cut triangular cucumber sandwiches.
I was just wondering, are they finger sandwiches or are they big hefty hoagies like we have here in America? So there was this scene at the heart of Boris Johnson's government while the rest of the United Kingdom was banned from seeing friends or relatives. Johnson is facing a battle to save, well, this is old, obviously, but the reports they have, there's a picture of Johnson raising a can of beer at a birthday party thrown in his honor. And Johnson in front of a table filled with bottles. Never a good look. Even when I was old enough to have a can of beer, my mom always said, don't take a picture with. I still don't. I'm sure if you looked back, if you did a real deep dive into Grace Curley's past, you could definitely find some where I slipped up and I have a little drink in my hand. But in general, it's not a good look. You know what else isn't a good look, Jared? This is a tip for any of our younger listeners. And everybody knows here. I'm not going to pretend to be, who's the lady who writes the polite tips? Emily Post. I'm not going to pretend to be Emily Post here. But one thing I will say, if you're at a wedding and you're dancing, put your drink down. Just dance. Just dance. Dancing at a wedding is so fun. It looks so much cooler if your hand's free. If you've got a glass of red wine in your hand on the dance floor, not only do you look like you can't separate yourself from the wine for 5 minutes to break it down? But number two, you're making everybody uneasy because everybody knows that thing's going down at some point. That's just a side note. That's a grace tip. Take it with you. Now back to this. He's standing in front of a table filled with bottles, and at the time, indoor mixing was banned. I don't know if that means drink mixing or mixing together, mixing and mingling, perhaps. He also repeated previous claims that parties only escalated after he left and insisted he was surprised and disappointed that several drink-fueled events took place. So during this, there were times where he tried to distance himself.
So wait, the party was boring when he was there, but after he left, it turned into a rager?
That's almost worse.
That's like a that's like an Amtrak brag. Like,
yeah.
That's bad.
Like, you're trying to help yourself, and you're making us like you even less.
Brian Stelzer would have loved the party while I was there, but after I left, he would have hated it.
Johnson attended a garden party in May 2020 for around half an hour, where approximately 30 to 40 people were present. An invitation to the event told staff that socially distanced drinks in the Downing Street Garden open to whoever is in your office. Could you also suggest they bring their own booze? Not sure we will have enough, said Johnson's principal private secretary. That's also, for me, that's a no-go. Not only are you breaking COVID rules, but it's BYOB? Come on, man. In one email exchange, staff were told to avoid walking around waving bottles of wine while reporters were in the building and to keep the sound down at gatherings when a COVID-19 press conference was taking place. Before a December 2020 virtual quiz that Johnson attended part of, an official sent a message to staff relating to drunkenness and advised them to leave Downing Street through the back exit to avoid press photographers. Staff left that event well after midnight, with the last individual leaving at 4:20 a.m. You know, this is a good conversation to have about office parties in general, because we've had our fair share.
Now on a much different subject. Today is what you might call a very unofficial American holiday, 4:20.
Here's my take, Jared, and I would love to know your take, because you used to work for even, you know, you've worked for a lot of different companies. I'm sure there was a lot of Christmas parties.
Big corporations.
Big corporations. I have a few rules. People are going to get mad at me because, you know, no one likes to have advice dished out right away during this show, but I'm in that kind of mood. Another piece of advice I would give. If it's a company party, I think it goes without saying that you want to get out of there before 4:20 a.m. That's just, I don't think anyone in my audience needs me to tell them that, especially the older people. They're like, yeah, Grace, we don't need the 30-year-old to tell us we should be leaving before the crack of dawn. But second of all, and this kind of goes to something else, it's like, maybe have one drink, but you have to go into an office party knowing your limit, saying like, all right, at most tonight, I'm having two drinks. And I'm not saying you can't go somewhere else afterwards and party on, but on the company premises at a company arranged event, you have to have a limit. Do you agree?
Yes. It just leads to bad situations with managers and other people and people doing things on the dance floor and in booths that you just don't want to do.
Yeah, no, you're never going to feel good about it. And you're never going to get ahead at work by being like, oh, you know, Jared, he does okay at work, but man, you should have seen him at the office party. He was there till 5 a.m. waving around bottles of wine. Like, I don't think that's what the boss man wants to hear.
That man can wear a novelty sombrero like nobody else.
Give this man a raise. So Boris Johnson is out. I just wanted to read a little bit of that because I think it spices up the story. I don't think we spent nearly enough time delving into that when it originally happened. And like I said, he's saying that, you know, blah, 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 blah. I'm proud of myself. I'll help the next person. I'm sure the next person's going to say, I'm good. Thank you very much. I don't know how much help the person coming in wants from the guy who got kicked out. But again, maybe I'm wrong on that. On a separate note, we have a lot of different stories to get to. Brittany Griner, the WNBA star, still in Russia, has pled guilty. Now celebrities are coming out to support her. She wrote a letter to Joe Biden. He doesn't seem to be handling this with that much urgency, which kind of goes, that's a standing headline for everything that's happening right now in this country. And in the last 48 hours, a lot of Democrats have soured on Biden. There's been a lot of backlash from the mainstream media, from some reporters. And so we're going to get into that And here's one more thing. If you need
So, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
We have more updates on a serious note about the shooter from the July 4th parade, and we will get into that. And then lastly, there's more Hunter Biden, and it involves, I'm just going to give some of these as a tease, and then we're going to go to break. It involves a deprivation tank, a crack pipe, and of course, it goes without saying, a video camera. We'll be right back. 844-500-4242. This is the Grace Curley Show.
Hi, it's Toby from Cape Gunworks. I'm taking all your firearm and self-defense questions every Tuesday. Join Grace and me for 2A Tuesday, Tuesdays at 2 p.m.
This is the Grace Curley Show.
I know that there will be many people who are relieved, and perhaps quite a few who will also be disappointed. And I want you to know how sad I am to be giving up the best job in the world. But them's the breaks.
But them's the breaks. Yeah, you know what I just keep thinking of is that old video of Trudeau and Macron and Boris Johnson and Princess Anne all huddled around. And they're laughing about Donald Trump behind his back. Who's laughing now, Boris? Oh, you hate to see it. The crocodile. It might eat you last, but it's going to eat you, sir. Yeah, so Boris Johnson's out, and a lot of people are weighing in on the text line. 617 says, cucumber sandwiches were thrown at the wall. Another person brought up a great point, 925. It wasn't wine that was on the walls at Boris's party, but ketchup. Dun, dun, dun.
I guess Cassidy Hutchinson has said that Boris Johnson has tried to take over the beast on his way out.
He was lunging.
Clavicles flying in the wind with so much ketchup.
Do they take the beast? Do they have a beast there? I always picture like a horse-drawn carriage. You know, he lunged at one of the horses. Speaking of animals, though, I'm glad that we have this nice little segue because we're talking about how Boris Johnson is resigning. And I know this isn't going to light up the phone lines or anything because hey, as a lot of people point out, we fought a war, so we don't have to really care about what's going on over there. I totally understand that, but it is big news. But just a side note, someone who should be worried, and this might surprise you, but when something like this happens, and it's a big shift as far as the foreign policy goes and politics across the world is going to change now because of this, and not overplaying it, but just saying it's going to be a new person in charge, it's always... You always have to think, how is it going to affect us here? And there is someone who should be worried because the person, Boris Johnson's leaving, and there's been rumblings about who's going to replace Boris Johnson. He's going to stay on for most of the summer to try to help. But this headline from The Hill says, who is Larry the Cat and how does he keep outlasting UK leaders? So Downing Street has a cat. His name is Larry, which I'm pretty sure you could have gathered from that headline I just read. But Larry the Cat has outlasted the three last prime ministers, and a lot of people have been tossing out the idea that maybe Larry the Cat, since he's already outlasted so many, could do a better job than these last prime ministers.
Everybody wants to be a cat, because the cat's the only cat who knows where it's at.
He's the only one who knows where it's at. And this makes me think Willow the Cat is about to lose her seat as the world's number one cat in charge.
They're part of the CWO, the Cat World Order, and the Cat Economic Forum. They're taking over.
Yeah, they're going to have like a...
Cats are playing the long game.
They should have a G7, and it should just be all of the
G-Ow 7.
G-Ow 7, and have all of the little animals. But if I were Willow, I'd be shaking in my boots because Larry the Cat is climbing the ladder as far as politics go. Okay, when we come back, we're talking Hunter Biden and his deprivation tank. Don't go anywhere.
Live from the Aviva Trattoria studio.
Is an education in itself. I've traveled to every part of the United Kingdom. And in addition to the beauty of our natural world, I found so many people possessed of such boundless British originality and so willing to tackle old problems in new ways that I know that even if things can sometimes seem dark now, our future together is golden. Thank you all very much. Thank you.
That was Boris Johnson. I was just talking to Howie about it. I guess his response, and I don't have the exact quote here, but when he found out about Christopher Pincher, was that he said there was like six other MPs there. Couldn't someone have, you know, done something to stop him? We'll find the exact quote because I don't want to misrepresent whatever wisdom he was trying to spread. But overall, just a goofball, and he's resigning. He's bummed out about it, but like he said, the future is golden. We also have other updates here from those ragers they used to throw. And every line of this that I get to makes me more confused than the last. But let's first go to the callers because I've been loving the calls this week. The number is 844-500-4242 and the text line is 63566. Just start the text with the word curly and I'll read your text on the air. Mr. Garcia, you are first up today. Go ahead, Mr. Garcia.
Hey, how you going, Grace? Como está?
Hi, hello? I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. You remember Obama healthcare, right?
Yes, Obamacare.
What happened before? I was working part-time, and I got a job part-time, and the manager told me, listen, you cannot work no more than 28 hours. Before, it was 38 hours. If you pass 38 hours, the company, any company responsible to pay you health care, anything, benefit, everything, below 38, Obama gave, he put 28 to make you poor.
Yeah, I know. And a lot of things were messed up because of that. I mean, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. There's an entire conversation to be had around that. And we were, and the craziest part is Biden still brags about it. That's still one of the humble brags he likes to share, along with how often he takes the Amtrak and how far he can hit a baseball over the mountains. Thank you, Mr. Garcia, for the call. I do want to tell you just a little bit more here about these Boris Johnson parties, because here's one that made me raise my eyebrows. Now, a night of heavy drinking on the eve, because this wasn't just one party, Jared. You know, most companies, how many, when you worked at big companies, Jared, how many parties did they have a year?
They had the Christmas party, and that was it. One big party.
One big party, and that was it. We are reporting here about 16, because it says Johnson's time in office has been derailed by the months-long scandal dubbed Partygate by the British media. He initially denied any events had taken place, just like he denied knowing about Christopher Pincher. But 16 were subsequently investigated by Gray. 12 were probed by the police, and Johnson himself was fined by officers for attending one. Maybe they do things differently there, but I don't even want to be around my coworkers for 16 parties. No offense to you guys. I love you very much, but 16. I mean, don't they have other people they want to see? Don't they have families to attend to? You have time to go to 16 work parties where you're getting bleep-faced at every single one? I also love, something I love about these parties is that they don't tell the people who keep getting trashed and, you know, throwing red wine at the walls and, you know, eating these cucumber sandwiches. They don't say to them, hey, guys, this is getting out of hand. The next party we're having next weekend, let's rein it back. You know, let's have a one drink minimum. You know, maybe don't get so out of hand. No, instead they say, hey, when you get out of hand, just make sure you don't go out the back door because that's where the photographers stay. And try not to have the wine in your hand, the bottle in your hand. Do they not have glasses or does everyone get their own bottle at these British parties? I'm starting to think we are in the wrong spot, Jared. We might have to change it up and head to the UK, go across the pond.
I think everybody has their own vineyards over there. So,
well,
those English countrysides, you know.
I'm also, there's several things here that have me befuddled, okay? One of them is the fact that they're having so many of these parties. Another one is that at each one, they continue to get obliterated. The third one is the type of events that warrant a rager, according to Boris Johnson and his staff. A night of heavy drinking on the eve of Prince Philip's funeral resulted in a child swing in the prime minister's garden being broken. I was a fan of Prince Philip. I liked him. I admired how he went to events even when he was like 1,000 years old. But do you think the Queen feels like that honors his memory to say, hey, everyone, come over and let's get crazy on the eve of his funeral? Again, these are just questions I'm asking.
Those Europeans have strange ways, Grace.
They do.
I've been told.
But you know what? We are not ones to judge here because we also have our own public figures who make very strange decisions, which brings us to the Hunter Biden of it all. Moving on here from Boris Johnson. If anyone has anything they want to weigh in about, whether it be about Boris, I guess they call him. Did you know they call him Bojo?
I did know that, yeah.
I feel so out of the loop. I love a good nickname, and I never knew that. Bojo. And I know it now, right as he's leaving. It feels bittersweet to me. If I had known that, I would have talked about him more. But Bojo.
Bye-bye, Bojo. That should be the headline somewhere.
Bye-bye, Bojo, and hello, Larry the Cat. Because Larry the Cat's getting a lot of good press out of this. So, more power to you. Now, moving on to the first son, Hunter Biden. He has found himself, per usual, in a little bit of a scandal. You know, in a way, I think Hunter has kind of beat the system. Because every day, there's a scandal that's more filthy and strange and bizarre than the last. And you do get to a point where nothing can really shock you. But I will say this one intrigued me. It did not surprise me, but it intrigued me. If you haven't seen this story, you really should be checking on the Daily Mail more. Hunter Biden filmed himself smoking drugs and drinking during a detox session. A naked Hunter Biden filmed himself smoking crack, drinking hard seltzer. Care to guess the brand, Jared?
Truly?
No.
No? That's the only one I know. Oh, wait, White Claw.
White Claw. Yeah. He's a White Claw kind of guy. And I think it was Black Cherry, but I can't confirm that. But I just have a feeling he'd be a Black Cherry dude. So he's drinking hard seltzer, and he's fondling himself while floating inside a sensory deprivation tank.
As we've all done on occasion.
Oh, yeah. Are we really going to judge the guy?
Everybody's taking a White Claw to the sensory deprivation tank.
And a crack pipe. Let he who is without sin cast the first stone at the deprivation tank. Okay, so we got to go over this. And please bear with me. There's so many details packed into this story. The Daily Mail and other, you know, conservative-leaning outlets like Fox and Spectator and Breitbart, they have such an unfair advantage because no one else goes near these things. The president's exhibitionist son, isn't that a great way to describe him?
That's very nicely done.
There are so many questions I have regarding Hunter, but I think if I were to sit down with him in a room full of Parmesan cheese, of course, I'm not going to show up empty-handed. I'm going to come equipped
in a room. In a room.
I'm going to call him up and I'm going to say, Hunter, do you want the variety pack of White Claws? Do you want a specific flavor? It's up to you. And what kind of Parmesan cheese do you prefer? Do you want it grated? Do you want it flaky? You just say the word. Do you want a block so you can do it yourself? You just say the word and I'll make it happen. But my number one question for the exhibitionist son would be, why did you record everything? Not why did you record some things, you know, because at that point it's like he clearly likes the camera. It would be, why did you record everything? Like, you're in the detox tank, the deprivation tank. Have you even ever, Jared, have you been in a deprivation tank?
I have not, no.
Feels like a kind of bougie thing. I don't think most people have been in them. I haven't.
Yeah, it's some people use it for therapy and
I wonder
stuff
if
like
Howie's
that.
Been in a deprivation tank. Because he likes all those, you know, fancy people things. We'll have to ask him that. So Hunter's in the deprivation tank, and he's bathed in a trippy green light as he floats naked on his back and plays with himself in the shocking cell phone video retrieved from his abandoned laptop. That was a mouthful already. That's the first sentence.
The entire sentence is just, Every noun and adjective and verb in that sentence is awful.
Yeah, it's very upsetting. And this is the lunch hour, so I do apologize, but what can I say? I don't make the news. I just report it. He leaves briefly to grab a can of White Claw hard seltzer and what appears to be a crack pipe before taking several hits and staring wild-eyed into the camera as ambient music plays softly in the background. Now, I will say that this place is Blue Water Wellness in Newburyport, Massachusetts, because all great things come from Massachusetts. It is defunct, I think, at this point. Can't imagine why. They clearly weren't keeping a close eye on people if he was in the deprivation tank. Like, was anyone manning this tank? He's in the deprivation tank with the White Claw. I mean, you try to go, you're on vacation or something, you try to go near the pool with a drink in your hand, and it's like, hey, no glass allowed in this area. This guy's got a crack pipe going, and nobody says boo? It's a little strange. Before we move on from this, I see some people want to discuss, and maybe they have some insight before we get into more of the nitty gritty of this story. Joe, you're next up on the Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, good to talk to you, Grace. You know, what's the most disturbing is the fact that this isn't something that he can talk about that was his past, because we all know that White Claw has just come onto the scene within the last couple of years. So he obviously has a problem that's not in his past, but current. So he's obviously smoking crack while he's visiting his parents in the White House right now.
Yeah, well, I don't know that for a fact, I should say, but this did take place in 2019. I understand your overall point. This is a very recent thing. And even when he went on shows, you know, like Jimmy Kimmel, and he talked about his book where he goes into more of the details on some of these escapades, he does try to portray it like, oh, it's so far in the past. And I don't think anyone really believes that. The video recovered from a backup of a cell phone found on his laptop shows the president's son indulging in drugs and alcohol as he floats in the water. He was urged to visit the spa by a therapist pal whom the first son had turned to for help in his battle to kick drugs. Just 1 month earlier, Hunter had texted his dad complaining he didn't have enough money for the treatment program on top of bills and alimony. Hey, Dad, I've been trying to resolve some immediate financial issues, alimony, tuitions, and my bill for this program, but the cash I am counting on will not arrive until the end of the week. Is it possible to make me another short-term loan in the same amount, and I will send it back no later than 10 days? I'm really embarrassed to ask, and I know it's unfair of me to put you in that position right now. Going out on a limb, I don't get the sense from what we've gathered from Hunter thus far that he's very embarrassed by anything. Do you think that's a fair assessment, Jared?
I would agree with that.
Hunt, tell me what you need. No problem, the future president responded. Okay, how do you want to do this? I can pay tuition directly in their housing and give you the rest. Biden Sr. messaged again on December 6th to confirm. 75 being wired today. Love. In another exchange weeks later, just before New Year's Eve, Hunter messaged his father, convincing him to fund a $20,000 three-month program at a sober house and detox facility in New York City. A supportive Joe happily obliged, replying to the text, "Just called Mel. He will get 20 to your account this afternoon, tomorrow morning at latest. He will contact me when the transfer goes through." The video and corresponding messages are the latest compromising materials retrieved from backup iPhone data on Hunter's abandoned Mac Pro. At his therapist's behest, Hunter also underwent ketamine infusion therapy, a treatment for drug-resistant depression. Hunter also referenced his ketamine regimen in a December message to a female friend. "That's good, baby. What does it do?" she replied. "Let's get freaky tonight on webcam." In another text, Hunter made it abundantly clear who was funding his unconventional treatments, writing, "By the way, my dad is paying for whatever I need." There's more to this, as you could probably imagine. I tried to go through the text messages because they do have photos of it. It's hard to... I prefer to just read what the Daily Mail has pieced together because it's hard to figure out sometimes what he's trying to say. But this is all very, very strange. And he kind of breaks down the program and why he needs the money. And then he says, "I love you. Please see how big a commitment this is and have some faith in me and pride for me choosing to do it. I love you, Dad." Biden writes back, "I'm all in. It makes sense. Sounds perfect. I'll call in the morning. Love you very much." And, you know, goes on and on like this. We'll keep talking about this. 844-500-4242. I got to do some Googling on what the sensory deprivation tank is supposed to do, you know, and whether or not someone has to be around when you're floating in it, because this place seemed to drop the ball if he's able to get all that in there. And also, is the phone in the water with him? Is this a waterproof thing, or does he set it up on like a tripod situation to film the tank?
You know, I don't know, because if I understand sensory deprivation tanks, there's not a lot of space in there. I mean, it's almost like an MRI machine from what I understand. You're pretty close to the top, so it would be difficult to film in there.
We're going to have to do some research on this. We might have to actually expense it. Get a little deprivation tank.
Mail manager, we need a deprivation tank.
I'm going to go ask her during the break. I'm going to say, what do you think about that? You know, it would make...
And some White Claws. I'm not ashamed.
Of course. Yeah. Well, if we're going to do it, we have to go full out. This is like method acting. We have to know. We have to get in the mind of the artist, Hunter.
I can't wait for the line item on the requisition form to the mailroom manager, crack pipe for research purposes.
Of course. Only for... you know, and in Massachusetts, Jared, it's not enough to have a crack pipe. You have to have a crack pipe and a meth
pipe.
That's
true. 844-500-4242.
We will get back to this when we return. Don't go anywhere. Stay on the lines. This is The Grace Curley Show.
The Grace Curley Show will be right back. Grace Curley. She's the cool kid at the lunch table.
I want a hamburger. No, a cheeseburger. I want a hot dog. I want a milkshake. I want potato
chips. You'll get nothing and like it.
This is The Grace Curley Show.
Today's poll question is brought to you by J.J. Manning Auctioneers. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. That's 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com. Jared, what's the poll question and what are the results thus far?
Are you glad Boris Johnson resigned?
Yes.
57% of the audience says yes. 43% say no.
Jane, you're up next on The Grace Curley Show. Go ahead, Jane.
I just wanted everybody to be reminded that Hunter Biden is supposedly an artist now and able to sell his artwork for an undisclosed amount of money to undisclosed purchasers. The White House Ethics Committee thinks it's just fine if they keep it all secret. And I think that's a pretty massive scandal that everybody just seems okay with.
Yeah, when it comes to laundering money, I think artwork is like the number one preferred method. Just saying. 844-500-4242. Really good point, Jane. And speaking of transparency, we'll talk a little bit about this White House when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's The Grace Curley Show.